Peaks by Mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose. It's Breezy. 73 for the high today with sun. Somewhat of a heavy message this morning for parental. We got this message from a listener by the name of Sue Ann, and she believes her 15-year-old daughter is in an abusive relationship. And I think this is extremely relatable because, at that age, you don't have much dating experience.
Right.
If you yourself has ever been in a situation like this when you were younger or you have a child who's been through it or going through it now, please reach out. 585-252-9800. You can call or text us on that number. And one of the reasons we do this segment is to help other parents, maybe even teens, sometimes with their dilemma that they're facing. And we get this message on our PXY Facebook. And Sue Ann writes, hi, Moose and Breezy. In a situation right now that has been emotionally taking a toll on me with my 15-year-old daughter. And I'm writing in because other parents need to pay attention and be aware of what an abusive relationship looks like when it comes to your child or your teen. My daughter's 15 years old. Her boyfriend is 16. Mm-hmm. He's not great. There's a large amount of red flags along with him, constantly making my kid cry. He tells her how she should dress. He calls her names. Then he love bombs her when he wants to get his way.
Damn.
His family is very conservative, very religious, loves anything and everything Trump, and they do not like me as I am the polar opposite of them. So speaking with them is kind of off the table.
Sure.
At 15, I feel like as a parent, I should put my foot down and be like, hey, no, this is not right. I'm stepping in and this is done. I'm not allowing you to be gaslit, abused, and manipulated by some 16-year-old boy, but also, I don't know if this is the right course of action to take. He's pressured her into sexual things, trash-talked her career choices, ran off so many of her friends. I mean, the Jeez. List literally goes on, and she isn't very receptive to anyone talking to her about this. That's half the reason she dropped some of her friends, because they would call out his BS and tell her, hey, this isn't right.
Right.
And I've tried explaining all of this to her, and every time I say, hey, you don't deserve that, or you know that's a big red flag, she makes excuses for his behavior. I'm lost, and I don't know how to parent this situation. I have no other parental figures in my life, so I don't really have anyone else to ask or seek advice from either. If anybody can guide me in the right direction and help me handle the situation, I would be so grateful. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. This is a tough one today.
It is a tough one. People are already coming out of the gate hot. This has absolutely nothing to do with Trump and what they believe politically. Okay. She was just saying they don't see eye to eye on most things, but okay.
And that's fine. I don't know if that all of a sudden, though, should mean talking to this kid's parents is out of the question. I get you guys are polar opposites. But if you think your daughter is in an abusive relationship, especially with this kid, mm-hmm. you got to figure out how to put a stop to it immediately. Mm-hmm. And if that means going over there and knocking on that kid's door.
We talk about this all the time about like reprimanding your kid or forbidding them. And the issue with that is it only sometimes drives them closer
yeah.
to whoever it is that you're trying to get them away from, because they feel alienated by you or called out or picked on by you saying like, no, you can't be with this person. And then it just drives to them closer.
I mean, this 16-year-old sounds like every teenager anyone's ever wanted, just punch in the face.
I fear that with the lack of dating experience on her daughter's end, because obviously you're young, you probably haven't been in that many relationships, if any at all. For her to look at this and think it's normal.
Right.
And this be her projected future for years to come. And be like, oh, well, that's okay, because that's what it's always been. This person says, as someone who's been through a former abusive relationship starting in high school, I would absolutely get some professional help. Having had that be the norm for me for such a long time, at such a young age, resulted in a lifetime of insecurities and unhealthy relationships. Teach her now. I beg you on behalf of your daughter.
Yeah. We need some suggestions, guys. That's why we asked for the phone calls this morning, is because so many teens go through this, and half the time, their parents don't even know they're going through it.
Right.
They may think their kid is just dealing with mood swings.
Right.
When in reality, they're in this toxic nightmare of a relationship.
I think it's good for Sue Ann to call it out so early on. I think my biggest suggestion, so you don't look like the bad guy or end up creating friction in your relationship with your daughter, is like get her a therapist or a counselor to talk to.
Yeah.
Because that's like a third party. That's somebody who she can feel judged by and it not hit so close to home, which a therapist is not going to judge you. They're going to help you through it. But
that's the best safe space someone can have.
Right.
Hi, guys. This is Kaylee from Spencerport. I recommend you call your local DV center. Domestic violence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get advice on how to reach her. They may also know some good child therapists experienced working with kids that tune out all the voices of reason around them in favor of their abuser. I'm so sorry you're going through this. This person says you need to distance your daughter from this loser at all costs. She's only 15, so I suggest keeping her extremely busy where she never has time to see him.
This is such an extreme take. And I'm not saying you have to do this, but I would honestly dabble in potentially chatting with the school and figuring out if there's a way to host like a chat or something.
I don't know if it's an extreme take.
You don't think so? Like I'm picturing in my mind like an assembly of like somebody going, a domestic violence relationship survivor. Or something along those lines.
I remember we used to have guest speakers come to the school and talk specifically on that. I think that's a great idea. Who is this? Hey, good morning, guys. So I understand his parents are the polar opposite of this mom, but her not bringing this to the boyfriend's parents' attention is not right. I would be knocking on the kid's door so fast and demanding he stay away from my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck says, I'm assuming there isn't a father in the picture, because that kid would be buried in my backyard if this was my daughter. 6 feet.
6 feet. This person says, this is hard because she's at an age where they want to rebel, which is what we talked about. I think that you can really only be a support until she opens her eyes. Also get her into therapy to realize on her own. Also limit their time together.
And this is the disadvantage Sue Ann has, is it's just coming from her. So it's a lot easier for her 15-year-old daughter to just be closed off about it. Yeah, I hear you, Mom. Yeah, whatever.
This is interesting. I'm 21, and I cannot thank my parents more for saving me from scary situations that I put myself in. Therapists, or ripping off the Band-Aid and forcing the breakup. Either way, it needs to end.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting. A speaker for an assembly would work well, as October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Also, I think schools should have an anonymous tip line to report things such as this.
If they don't already.
If they should, or yeah. If they do, that I don't know. But Mom, call it in.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Let me go over to Clarissa real quick. Thank you guys for all the messages here this morning. I know Sue Ann appreciates it. If they are deeply religious, they might react if you tell them their son is having sex with your daughter. They'll blame your daughter. They won't give an F about the abuse, but they'll definitely put a stop to him seeing her.
Oh.
I mean, that's, yeah.
That is true.
But we don't know that for a fact.
We don't.
I see where you're coming from, Clarissa, of course. It's an option. If you guys are just joining us for Parental Confidential this morning, Sue Ann wrote in somewhat of a heavy message this morning. She believes her 15-year-old daughter is in an abusive relationship.
One more text suggestion here. This person says, I'm so sorry about this. Check out Gracious Dance. They offer survivor classes and groups that involve dance, movement therapy, and yoga. This woman is great, a great resource for young girls who have experienced this type of situation and or trauma.
There you go. So, Suanne, if you're listening, Gracious
That's local. Dance. Gracious Dance, yep.
That's okay, I've never heard of them. That's a great resource. Let me go over to Ashley. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Please give this mom my contact info if she needs to speak to someone. As an adult who had an abusive boyfriend, I started dating at 15. Please, please, please look out for her and do what you can to get them apart. maybe go to therapy with her or reach out, like the last person said, to DV Resources to talk with her. Would love to chat with her if she is willing. Thank you.
I think we have a lot of really good suggestions. Sometimes we do this and we don't have that many, or we feel stuck. I don't feel like this is one of them. I feel like there was a lot of really great suggestions. So for Sue Ann, for her daughter, there's a lot of things you can do, and I wish you all of the best.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me, 1 second here. Katie just texted in, and it's same. She was in the same shoes as Sue Ann's daughter, real quick, and then I'll wrap this up. But Katie says, I had a kid with a guy that abused me throughout my teen years, and I wish my mom would have pulled me aside and told me I wasn't allowed to be with him anymore. I wish she would have took proper parental course in the manner. Ended up pregnant at 17, 5 years after meeting him, and then 5 years of manipulation, grooming, and abuse later, I was a shell of a person. I finally escaped him before I turned 22.
Wow. It's a whole life.
Thank you, Katie, for sharing that. That's not... Wow.
That's
all right, Sue Ann, I'll get to some of the messages we weren't able to get around to. I'll send those over to you. But thank you guys so much. I know this is a relatable topic, and it's important to talk to your teenagers about the relationships and what they may be going through.
Because
there's a lot of toxic relationships out there.
And don't be afraid to have those conversations.
There's a lot of young kids love bombing one another.
Right.
Because they don't know any better. So, yeah, have like Breezy said, have those open conversations with your teens. All right. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY, and we'll check in on our girl Sue Ann. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
For literally months, Moose and I have been talking about how I need to do a taste test sample, try for the first time a McDonald's burger.
Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I've never had one before. Let's do it. Let's make a whole thing about it. Let's do a whole break. We're not doing that anytime soon because McDonald's actually shared with us this morning, early this morning, that the CDC is involved in a said E. coli breakout that was linked to the McDonald's Quarter Pounder burgers. This has left 10 hospitalizations and one death in America. The agency said that 49 cases have been reported within 10 states between the dates of September 27th and October 11th, with most illnesses in Colorado and Nebraska.
Yeah, so
those are where people are the most sick, reported by the CDC.
Colorado and Nebraska.
Colorado and Nebraska, yeah. One of the patients developed a really serious condition that led it to kidney failure. And then an older adult in Colorado actually passed away from this. So their shares have dropped about 7% due to, you know, obviously this big E. coli breakout. And they're working swiftly to try and combat this E. coli breakout in all of the states that it's affected by, but specifically Colorado and Nebraska. It's an ongoing investigation, says the company, but they say that it probably is linked to the onions.
The E. coli is linked to the onions. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Guys, that are used in the quarter pounder.
Yeah, it's no joke, guys. You get an E. coli infection, I mean, you're talking stomach cramps, vomiting. Most people will come down with a severe fever that lasts for days. You become dehydrated. There's kidney failure that's involved.
A lot of this is out west, like Midwest. There's nothing really on the East Coast. I'm looking at the map right now on the CDC's website. But nevertheless, just be mindful, be aware. When it comes to breakouts, recalls, things like that, you just got to be super, super aware.
So as of now, quarter pounders will not be available temporarily in some states. Don't know if that affects us here in the 585. Probably not.
I'm going to say no based on the map that I'm looking at. There's nothing on the East Coast side that was affected. Yeah, but just be cautious.
You know, please. I'm not one to take a gamble. I'm not one to roll the dice in a situation like this.
No thanks.
I have plans this weekend. Coming up on the show, how many of you are uncomfortable with allowing your partner to get a massage from the opposite sex? I'm going to share with you why this is about to break up a 3-year relationship between my buddy and his girlfriend. Coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY, the number one hit music station.
Your chance.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'm assuming it's a red flag if your significant other flips out on you for getting a massage from the opposite sex.
Yeah, I would think so too.
And we've spoken about my buddy Chris on this show, yes?
Yes.
Numerous times. We've got him on with us. Well, he got into it last night with his girlfriend because while she was out of town, he booked a one-hour massage appointment at Massage Envy because the masseuse happened to be female.
Okay.
And she went crazy on him.
And he goes, not good.
He goes, first off, she was my mom's age. And second, what difference does it make? I've had a knot in my back for the last month. He said that he's been asking her if she can help with it. She refuses. She goes, no, that's playing with fire. If you get a massage, it has to be from a man. And he said, no, I'm not comfortable with a man rubbing me down. And she says, well, I'm not comfortable with another woman touching you. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Chris, how long is this going to take? It's been 3 years.
Right.
The relationship's toxic. How many more I said,
episodes
you know what?
Episodes are we going to run into?
I said, you know what? It's content for me, but you're miserable.
Right.
At what cost?
At what cost, Chris? You got to figure it out at some point. This relationship has gone on 3 years too long. Period.
You know, when I used to go to brunch with them, it was so uncomfortable because
they're just arguing.
They wouldn't look at each other
over a stack of flapjacks.
They would purposely sit next to each other at the table instead of across from one another so they didn't have to. They'd have to look at each other. Does my buddy's girlfriend have a right to feel this way? 585-252-9800. Would you allow your significant other to get a massage by the opposite sex? Yes or no? This is not a trick question. I was blown away when I heard this story. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
It's insane.
What now? What now?
It's like, insane.
Absolutely ridiculous. And I've had massages from men and women. I prefer a woman.
Yeah. Same.
I couldn't imagine being with someone who actually would have a problem with that.
I've had massages from both as well. And it's like, we're just here doing exchange of service. Like, why are you making it sexual? Why are you making it weird?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not supposed to. I'm just trying to get this knot out.
I'm just trying to make sure my health is on the up and up.
Yes. Have I had massages from people who are in Skecher shape-ups and people who are in high heels? Yes, but that wasn't planned.
Oh, God.
Crystal says, Moose, tell your buddy he has to run away. I can't imagine anyone
run away
having to be with someone that insecure. It's so gross and sad to think about. Yikers.
Yeah, it's not great.
Let me get to some calls. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Carissa. Hi.
Hey, Carissa.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, I can understand where your friend's girlfriend is coming from because I refuse to let my fiance have a female doctor. And
what?
if you're in a relationship,
Carissa, stop. Why? Tell us why.
Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship or especially if you're married or engaged, there is absolutely no reason to be getting touched by another woman, whether it is a doctor? Yes.
I'm
so okay, Carissa, let me riddle you this one. He's bleeding out on the sidewalk. There's no doctors around but a female doctor. She's not allowed to save him?
No, I'm not talking about an emergency situation. I'm talking about just like day to day. There's no reason.
Physician, why though? Like, break this down for me. I'm very interested to hear from another woman on why you feel this way.
Women know this too. I mean, I told my fiance there are 100 male doctors in Rochester. You can find one good doctor or masseuse or trainer at the gym who is not a woman. And he claims he doesn't want to because he's been going to his female doctor for the last 10 years and she has all of his medical records.
So. Right.
That probably makes sense. Sure.
Carissa, I want to shoot it to you straight. You reek of insecurity. Like,
I could care less if people call me like insecure or immature or jealous. I mean, he huffed and puffed, but trust me, he got another doctor and all these.
I'm sure he got sick and tired and fed up of having to hear you nag him about having a female doctor. How insecure though can you be, Carissa? Does it really does it matter if he's getting a rectal exam from a female doctor? Or just a doctor in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see another way out of this. I feel like all these stupid women get cheated on, and it's because they trust their man in these situations with a person of the opposite sex.
Did your man cheat on you?
No, he hasn't, because he doesn't see a female doctor. Mm. So,
how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 5 years.
A long time. And you're not married, but you said that's your fiancé?
Yes.
I see. And he's totally, like, I know you said he's huffed and puffed, but you honestly see nothing wrong with this. Like, it's a control thing. You have no insecurities about any of this.
No, not at all. As long as he is cooperating with what I need to feel comfortable, then
we're both
on the same page.
That's the thing, Carissa. I think a lot of people are asking the same question here, is why do you need that to feel comfortable?
And what are you doing to make him feel comfortable? Because clearly you're ripping away his safety blanket of a PCP.
I don't know.
Let me say this. Finding a new doctor is no easy feat, okay? Especially one you've been going to and that you trust for so long. Like, I can't believe you made him do that just because she was a woman. How unfeminist of you.
I'm just blown away.
Well, you know what? I can already bet you that your friend or whoever you were talking about before who went to the female massage therapist either cheated or at least thought about it. So I can't
answer that. Listen, here's the thing. What about a dentist? What if he has a female dentist? Is that also no?
Yeah, no, we're definitely on the same page about this. Any physician that's female, no.
You're weird,
so,
respectfully, of course.
So, okay, I'm just blown away. I've never heard about this. If you're just joining us, Carissa, is it?
Yes.
Carissa, you refuse to allow your fiancé to have a female doctor.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Tracks. Okay. Well, listen, I wish you all the best with your marriage. I hope it lasts long. But I also encourage you to think about what makes him comfortable.
Okay. When I'm comfortable, he's comfortable. And he knows that. We all know that. Women know that.
We all know that. Okay.
All right.
That's something we all know. That's something we collectively all know as a group.
All right. Anybody listening agree with the page Carissa's on? Are we all on different chapters right now?
I'm somewhere in a different library, to be honest. I'm not even in the county.
All right, Carissa, good. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye. Oh, my Lord. I've never heard of anything like that in my life. How? How can a relationship like that possibly last? You know he's miserable, right?
I'm shook.
This guy's at the strip club every other week.
Mm-hmm. She said no female physicians. She didn't say no female strippers.
All right, let me get to some of your texts real quick. I got, who's this? Darren's here. I thought my girlfriend was bad. She makes me check in with her every hour on the hour.
Oh, dear.
Of where I'm at and what I'm doing. This woman is nuts. Well, that's your fault, Darren. Let me go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Hi.
So are you on board with Carissa?
Absolutely not. I think that that's friggin' ridiculous.
Oh, Erica.
I don't know if I'm just a rare breed, maybe, but I'm so not jealous. I'm not the jealous type, but I think that that just screams insecurity. And I think that if you're in a relationship, trust is huge. And if you say you can't go see a female doctor or whatever,
right.
That's just, I mean, there's no trust there. How are you going to be with somebody? I think it's crazy.
I don't know. I'm blown away by that.
I don't understand. Yeah, she's definitely been burned in the past, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that can explain it, is that she's been burned in the past, and that's why she's like that now. But I don't know. I just, if my man wants to go get a massage, I don't care if it's a monkey that does
it. Gee, chimp crazy.
Well, whatever you're into, I guess, Erica. Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. All right, let me get to one more text. Hi, guys. Female physician here texting in. Can someone tell that girl with the low IQ who just called in that most doctors don't find patients irresistible while discussing their intestinal distress? Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.